Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
By the way, I can't believe it's the things that we study in America. They say billions of golf balls.
You can almost stop there. Billions of golf balls is good. What happened to billions of golf balls?
Are lost every year.
To?
Usually water.
Bad like play. Water hazards? Okay, yeah.
Or the woods. There was a picture attached to this story. This is a really long story, and I don't have time to work all the way through.
Gophers come and steal them off the course.
They're worried more about seals. Like, especially
eating them?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
On coastal courses, of course. Like in California and Myrtle Beach and places like that. I don't know if there are seals in Myrtle Beach, but whatever. But there was this picture of a seal at the bottom of presumably a very shallow part of the ocean. And there were golf balls there were more golf balls than sand on the bottom of the ocean.
Wow.
Pardon me for assuming my role as the constant skeptic, but how many seals are actually eating golf balls? Because this reminds me of the whole we need to ban straws thing because turtles are getting them stuck in their nose. And we maybe heard about like 7 turtles out of the millions that are in the world that, yes, they died a horrifying death and it stinks. But how many seals are eating golf balls? Do we actually know? Is this a real problem? Or are we just freaking out because the golf balls are down there by the seals and they might eat
them? That's probably what's leading to the rising water.
All the golf balls.
Wow. Oh, no. I mean, we do have a climate change story in the stack that I cannot wait to talk about.
Well, we're not going to talk about it anymore because we've now found the truth.
Have you ever taken a golf ball apart?
No, I haven't. By the way, it's believed 1.5 billion golf balls are lost in the United States every year. If those balls were laid in a row, they would extend around the Earth's circumference more than 1.5 times.
Every year that happens.
Every year, 1.5 billion golf balls are lost.
Wow. Need to get better.
Only in the U.S.
I need to open up a golf ball business. I mean, if people are buying that many golf balls, I need to be selling those things.
So, no, I've never taken a golf ball apart.
It's kind of fun because they have a liquid core. They have a little rubber ball inside that's got this liquid on the inside of it, and then that's all wrapped up in rubber bands, and then they put the cover over top of it. It's kind of cool. It takes a lot, though, to cut through that cover. Speaking of seals, by the way, did you see the picture that won some kind of nationwide wildlife photograph contest of the whale with the seal in its mouth?
No.
That was an incredible photo.
It's unbelievable. This, and it's a filter feeder. It's a baleen. Is it humpback whale?
It's one of those whales that only eats plankton.
Yeah, yeah.
And goes and through so, that little.
And the way that they feed is they come straight up. From the bottom, they come straight up and then jump out of the water, and then they squeeze the water back out of their mouths. Well, when this thing came up, it kind of went sideways because it realized there's something in here that shouldn't ought to be in here.
That's not going through the grate.
Exactly. And this seal, I mean, it's got this terrified look on its face.
Wouldn't
it's just
you?
Sitting there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hope the seal's name is not Jonah, but it was just sitting there inside this whale's mouth, I'm sure trying to figure out a way out. And it, yeah, the shot is absolutely unbelievable. I put it on my Facebook page. I was like, this has got to be.
Without having any teeth or any way to digest that seal, I'm sure the whale wanted the seal out just as bad as the seal wanted out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, the photographer said he was pretty sure that, the whale did spit it out.
I mean, you want to talk about a real concern. It's whales eating seals.
I mean, we need to get the whales out of the ocean.
What about the whales eating seals that have eaten golf balls?
Oh, dogs are chasing cats. Whales are eating seals. Mm-hmm.
Mass hysteria.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah, it is. I mean, many reasons, but that's one of them.
And we have parachuting spiders. What? Because if there's something that this world desperately needed, it's parachuting spiders. And now they're invading the Philadelphia suburbs.
How do they parachute?
They make a little web. They use spider silk, and they make this little balloon out of it, and they just ride the wind. And they're hideous. It's called a Joro spider. They're about the sickest looking beast I've seen in a long time. They're big.
Animals are so weird.
They're like hand sized, and the legs are black, and the body of this thing is like a bright yellow color. They're awful looking.
You have a picture?
Yeah, I'm trying to find one because there was one in this story, and now I can't get to it. But yeah. Oh yeah. Here you go.
Oh, man.
Ugly, right?
I think it's beautiful.
A body only a mother spider could love.
No.
Wait, what?
They scare me. Are you looking at them now, Sam?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might not want to. So, yeah, they apparently ride the wind, and then that's how they get from place to place. And can you imagine walking through, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and all of a sudden one of these parachuting icky things lands on you?
I'd rather that land on me than a cicada landing on me.
Oh, I've had that happen. I had one in my hair once. That was not a good day. We were at a baseball game in Nashville, and it was cicada season. And I had long hair back then, and they were everywhere. One of those awful things flew into my hair. I had to try and pull it out.
They are the nastiest creatures.
Yep.
Oh, they are.
On the planet.
And those little beady eyes, man. I mean, this big giant thing, and it's got these icky little red eyes. Ugh.
And then I love, nature and living creatures and all that stuff. But when a cicada ends up on its back, it's very hard for it to turn back over. Mm-hmm. I will walk right by a cicada and go, sucks to be you.
Yes.
Because I'm not flipping him over.
Don't kill it. Just taunt it.
Yeah.
Well, the worst is when you're doing yard work and you accidentally nudge it and it moves just enough that it can fly again and it just flies straight at your face. Why does it always fly at your face?
Our dog thought it was hilarious to grab one in its mouth and have it buzz while she was running around with this thing in her mouth. And she's just got this look on her face like, this is awesome.
That's disgusting.
I was glad when they were gone.
Okay, as we ping pong from topic to topic to topic, we were talking about the seal in the whale's mouth. Somebody on the text line said that a couple years ago, there was a diver who got swallowed by a whale.
Was his name Jonah?
Almost swallowed. No, his name was not Jonah. Oh. However, the Massachusetts man named Michael Packard survived. 2021.
Wow.
He was diving down to get to his crab traps, lobster traps,
like
whatever.
Like you do.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't do that?
Yeah.
And as on his way back up, he got swallowed by a whale.
What kind of whale?
A humpback whale.
Oh. So the humpback had to spit him out.
If it were any other kind of whale, he wouldn't have survived.
True enough. Yeah. They say, I guess it's the process of being swallowed, like the throat, the muscles are so strong that it would just crush you.
Good times.
Fun wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The whale's throat muscles are so strong it would just crush you to death?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about stomach acids and stuff like that.
You're saying the story of Jonah is not true.
I'm not saying that.
So you're saying the Bible is a lie.
Coming up next,
send those cards and letters.
Right.
913-586. Did you say dear Lord?
I said good Lord.
Oh, good Lord, yes. Coming up next on Dan and Parks, was Jesus a prophet or the son of God? 913-586-7798.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.